when I was born, I was really lucky actually, because my mum was a trained teacher of the deaf, which was a complete coincidence. Like, she, there was no deafness in my family, and she decided to just go down that career path. And then I was born. It meant that she knew how to bring me up, and she knew how to teach me to speak. And
it must be very difficult to learn how to speak if you can't hear sounds in the first place. And this is going back to 1985 when you were born. So you wouldn't have had technology to help you, not in the same way as now. So how were you able to do that? That's incredible.
Well, when I was born, I was given hearing aids, which nowadays you tend to have cochlear implants, which root the sound in a different way. So you hear the sound goes in, that's converted into electrical signal, and then it processed that way, that you're able to hear sound that you wouldn't be able to hear naturally. But the hearing aid that I had, and the hearing aid that did exist now, just amplify the sound that you do have. So until I was 11, I just had to try and learn to speak with the sound that I could hear, which meant that I was missing a lot of vowels and like shh and shh and those kind of sounds that I just couldn't hear. So people would be very much, children that I knew would be very much like, what language did the deaf person speak? And
We've had a lovely conversation about, well, all sorts of things. The one thing I kept thinking about the whole time was we not once had any trouble understanding each other. We had a really nice conversation. It felt easy for me. If it didn't feel easy for you, you certainly didn't show that. Were you reading my lips? Were you hearing something? I mean, how were you getting what I was saying?
A bit of both, really. I do tend to lip read, but now that I've got a cochlear implant, most of that is for personal preference. I think that with the cochlear implant, I'm really lucky because it does let me hear sound that I would never normally hear. So I've got much more speech sound. So I can hear you without listening, without lip reading you. But yeah, I do like to lip read. And also this is a really quiet room, so it's optimal for me. Whereas when I'm at university, it can be really difficult sometimes, that everyone will be talking, there'll be dogs barking, and people will be draping chairs around. So it's a lot more difficult.
Because this is more of a controlled environment. You're around people that, that totally get how they might need to be a bit more helpful. But you go out of that door, you don't know who you're going to come across, you don't know what situations you're going to be in. So it must be very difficult.
In theory, I can hear on the phone, but because I'm not very confident in myself, I often persuade myself that I'm not hearing. That is really odd because deafness is very much, it's not just the hearing, it's also the confidence of the person. And if you're not a very confident person, then you can make it really a lot harder for yourself. And so that can be a problem with me. And with background noise, because everything is amplified to the same amount, someone talking to me, it's very difficult to eliminate the background noise from that voice. So that's a big problem. You can manage fine as long as people are patient and considerate, and there's nothing about it that means that you can't function as a human being. Like, it's a really lovely disability, but the problem with it is that it can be invisible, so often a lot of people don't know that I'm deaf, that they'll be talking to me and just not really getting why I'm not always responding right.
You've done some amazing things, though, really, because life wasn't as easy as it perhaps it could have been. You decided that you wanted to become a vet. That's not an easy course. You must be really proud of yourself.
Not proud of myself, really. I'm just determined that I don't want my deafness to hold me back. Like, my parents have never brought me up to be like that. They've always brought me up to be able to do whatever I want. So when I was 16, I decided that I wanted to do history. So I went to Cambridge and I did history for 3 years. And then I did a master's for a year in Sheffield. And it was at that point that I was like, actually, I don't really want to do anything with history. So I'll train to be a vet instead. So I just applied and I got in. And really, I'm very lucky that I've got amazing friends around me. And I've got Phil, my husband, and my parents and my family. Everyone always supported me. I've never come up against adversity. So I'm quite lucky, really, in that I just don't need to see that there is a boundary that should stop me doing anything.